because you might need that extra time for Von Miller to return. But to chat about that, among many other things, including teeing up the game tonight, we're joined now by longtime Buffalo Bill and MSG analyst here, Steve Tasker, back on Overdrive. How you doing, Steve?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for taking time. We were just talking about Von Miller. That's a big hit. So he's going on the IR. I'm not sure he plays again during the regular season. How is this going to affect the way the Bills can play?
Well, it's interesting. We don't know what's going to happen long term, obviously. Vaughn had said earlier this week, a reporter, that he was going to try and make it back in the next, after the Patriot game, back for the Jet game. I think that while there may be a chance that he could do that, I think the Bills put the brakes on this and said, hey, listen, let's just wait, make sure, let's give you a month, so that way you're not going to hurry back. When you do come back, if we take you off the IR and put you into your 21-day window, there's every chance you could play the last two games of the season, because there's no way that you can come back, that you're not going to be able to come back. If you could play in 2 weeks, we figured we're going to miss you at least for one, probably for two. The last 2 weeks you can spend getting ready to play, come back and jump right in as soon as the four games are up. That's the best case scenario. Plus, it also puts the brakes on him trying to do something maybe his knee's not really ready for. I don't think this is a really serious knee injury, and I think there's every chance to believe he'll have a chance to get back on the field before the end of the regular season, even if it's week 17, and then, of course, contribute during the playoffs. So it's not, I don't think it's the end of his season by any stretch. And I think it's almost the ultra-conservative route the Bills are taking. It's part of their culture that they've cultivated here in Buffalo. They put the players' health and well-being first. They make a big deal about it. They go overboard doing it. And it really puts the onus on the players to work hard to make sure they can come back strong and healthy when they are able to.
Are the Bills, in your opinion, the clear second best in the AFC behind the Chiefs?
I think they're better than the Chiefs right now. I think they go into Kansas City every year, twice a year for the last couple of years. They've beaten them in the regular season. They, you know, the 13-second game this last January was pretty frustrating for everybody. But Josh Allen's still the only player that's gone into Kansas City and beaten Pat Mahomes twice. This is a Bills team that even the Chiefs don't look past. They don't lose games by more than 3 points at a time, and when they win big. They're a tough team to beat. They're good on both sides of the ball. They've been good enough to win the Super Bowl for 3 years, but I don't think they realized it until after the 13-second game last season, when they really feel like an opportunity to win the whole thing got away from them. They're that good. Their coaching staff is good. They're kind of battle hardened. They're deep. Their roster's been tested with injuries this year. Now they're getting healthier, even Von Miller notwithstanding. They'll be without two important players tonight in Deion Dawkins and Von Miller. Those are two of the four money positions on an NFL team: the quarterback, the pass rusher, the left tackle, and a corner. Trey White will be an interesting story to see if he gets back on the field and takes more snaps tonight. But when you talk about in the big picture, this is exactly the Bills team people thought they were calling the favorite before the season started. And certainly they haven't beaten everybody by 41 or 31 points. But there's not too many people that have beat them that can feel like they played better than the Bills did, even in the victory. So, yeah, this is the team that was the favorite coming in, and they still are, despite the fact that there are some people trying to take the shine off of them. They're a juggernaut, guys. Don't be fooled by an overtime or a late win against Detroit or a tough loss against the Vikings. This team's tough to beat.
With Steve Tasker, I get the impression, like, I guess people that are trying to take the shine off them, as you said, it's most of it is directed at Allen. And him throwing balls away, you know, the amount of interceptions he's thrown, the amount he's thrown in the red zone, the amount of games he's kept close, or it's felt that way. He's had an up and down season in terms of like his MVP pursuit, where it seemed like he was a lock to start the year, and now it's no longer the case. I think, you know, Mahomes is the guy at this point. Can you reason with that criticism of Josh Allen and the way he's been playing?
Sure, Pat Mahomes has turned it over more times than Josh Allen in the last three games. I mean, that's the way you live with these guys, man. you're going to get the double, the both edges of the sword, but you're going to get the good a lot more than you get the bad. Josh Allen in a game where people thought, it was just okay. He threw for 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, and ran for a 4th touchdown against the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving, and everybody was like, not so much. You know what? 4 touchdowns later, it's a pretty good day. Yeah, it's been one of those years, and I'll say this too, Josh Allen is the biggest engine of any football team has in the league. Certainly Pat Mahomes is right there, and I would say in a straight up head-to-head pick this guy or that guy, I think all of us might pick Pat Mahomes. But there's something that Josh gives you that Mahomes doesn't. It's a big-bodied running back, and in short yardage goal line situations, he goes. And if Pat Mahomes, I think if you switch these two guys around, put Pat Mahomes on the Bills and Josh Allen on the Chiefs, I don't know that you'd see that much difference in the way these two teams play, particularly with Travis Kelce over there on Pat Mahomes' side and Stephon Diggs on the side of the Buffalo Bills. These are two teams that are in a collision course, I think, again this year. And certainly, if you look at the big picture, Josh is maybe 1 or 2 in every statistical category, particularly in scoring. Tua is having a great year. He'll jump up in a couple of different categories. Lamar Jackson is always there in a couple of different categories. If you're just going strictly quarterback stats, running, passing, quarterback rating. But you look at the top two guys, and it falls to those two guys. It's Pat and Josh. And, you know, Pat has, like I said, turned it over a bunch in the last 3 games, more than Josh has. But Josh has done it in the red zone over the last month or so. And I think when you look back at, you know, the games and how they've gone, when the Bills put a two-game losing streak on the board between the Minnesota Vikings and the New York Jets, that takes the shine off the whole team. And I think that, just by proxy, Josh is a victim of that a little bit as well. But let me tell you something. He's still playing at a really high level. He's still going to be there at the end of it. He's going to be in the conversation for it at the end of this game. And tonight is going to be an interesting game with the Patriots because of how important it is to the Bills and how many people across the country are going to be watching.
You just touched on the matchup. What does Belichick do watching film? You just touched on Allen and how dynamic the offense is. Belichick gets in a video room for hours on end. What's he going to try to do to it?
Yeah, I think what happens this week is what happened last year. Last year they go in there, and this is the game in Foxborough. They didn't want Steph Diggs to beat him. And certainly he didn't, but Isaiah McKenzie did. He had 12 targets, 11 receptions, 126 yards, and a touchdown. He came out of nowhere, and Josh Allen kept throwing him the ball. Belichick will take away Steph Diggs tonight, I think. I think it's going to be – now, Diggs will get a couple of catches. But how the Bills handle their inability to get him the ball and who else will step up to carry the offense. Certainly Josh is going to have the ball in his hands every play, and he'll make a handful of plays that may be difference makers. But Belichick will take away your best guy, and there's no doubt this year more than ever, other than Josh Allen, of course, the best guy the Bills have on their offense is Steph Diggs. That's where the Patriot defense will focus. And the Bills are going to have to beat the Patriots a little bit left-handed. That means without Steph Diggs, or at least with other guys. They did it last year and tuned them up pretty good with Isaiah McKenzie. But we'll see if they can do it with somebody else, or maybe it is Isaiah McKenzie tonight. They elevated John Brown to the active roster today. They brought him back. We'll see what the Bills have in store, but I don't think it's – now, Diggs may have a catch or two, maybe a touchdown even. But if the Bills are going to beat them, it's going to be somebody other than Steph Diggs is going to step up and make a number of plays for them offensively.
With Steve Tasker, Belichick was the boogeyman in Buffalo for 20 years. What's his reputation like now that Brady's gone? You know, they weren't a playoff team. The Bills have elevated so greatly. How do people in Buffalo still feel about the idea of beating Belichick and the Pats?
They hate Bill Belichick. Oh, my gosh, they hate him. You got people laying awake at night thinking about that guy. I mean, he is the boogeyman. And there's nothing that tickles them more. You still see Bills fans still have that in the loop. People will screen catch it or whatever. 2 years ago when the Bills finally beat the Patriots with Josh Allen and Sean McDermott and Bill Belichick threw the phone on the sidelines, that was absolute heroin for Bills fans. And that kind of stuff is what they really, really look for. They do not like him. They are so much scar tissue from Bill Belichick and the 20 years of Tom Brady. It is no doubt the big game on the schedule. This is the Ohio State for the Michigan Wolverines. This is, you know, this is it. I mean, this is, you name another rivalry that you can think of. This is the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Buffalo for the Buffalo Sabres kind yep. of thing. You know, it's one of those games where the local fans need it and they want it and they get a huge level of angst leading up to it.
Well, I can't wait for it. It's going to be a blast. Enjoy it, Steve. We always appreciate you finding time for us. Thank you for doing this.
Guys, you're the best. Thanks for having me.
There's Steve Tasker, former Bills player, All-Pro, host of One Bills Live on MSG. And it's going to be a good game tonight, man. It you can feel it. Like, this is a big one for the Bills. Big one for the Pats, too, though. Like, they're at 6-5. They got to keep treading upwards, man. There's still a lot of season left. There's a lot of games left to be played. But there's a lot of good teams in the AFC. Mm-hmm.
The reason I asked about the Belichick and the offense, it seems like as good as Josh Allen has been, the connection with Diggs and the passes and all this. It's not exactly St. Louis, the greatest show on turf, but it's pretty dynamic offense.
Yep.
Like, he just seems to tighten the screws on that, and you don't see those plays against one of his teams.
That's what he's famous for. I mean, that's what he's known for. He takes away your best option. Like, and that's, I think Tasker's right. Like, it'll be Diggs. He'll double Diggs, and then it'll be, what else you got? You know, like, where else do you want to put the ball? And you know, it's going to be cold. It's a night game. That stadium will be rocking because it's a divisional game. It'll be fun. Like, you get Belichick versus the Bills on a Thursday night. This is why you get through, you know, Browns, Jags earlier in the season, so that you save these games for Thursday night later in the year, because this is what you're looking for. More on that later in the hour with Al's brother coming up around 6:30. Al's brother will join us. You guys are on the clock making the pick tonight, and I'm thinking this is the week it starts to officially turn.
Unravel?
I'm sensing some unraveling, and I think it begins starting tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. So, catch up with Al's brother. Still to come, Pierre LeBrun will join us as well. Raptors with a tough loss last night. Scotty Barnes back in the lineup, back in the starting lineup, but he had an awful night. They all did. They all were terrible, but Scotty really did not bring much to the table. And that was not the response I'm sure Nick Nurse was looking for. More on that still to come as well. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 2.